clear. The university is actually doing some research on not only how far some of these particles can go, but actually whether or not there's live virus in them, which is a very important question. But the six-foot number is based upon that. So that's directly connected to this concept of masking, both should you wear a mask or not, and whether you wear a mask, what type you should wear. They come in different flavors. They come in cloth. They come in paper. And, of course, they come in what is well known as N95, which means that 95% of the particulate matter is caught by the mask. So right now the recommendations are, and maybe the best way to explain this, Senator, is what I personally do, is I wear a mask when I'm not sitting at my desk, driving my car, or in my home. And I am perfectly healthy, at least I am to the best of my knowledge. The masks serve multiple purposes. First, they trap any of these at least moderate size materials that you might cough or sneeze, if were that to happen. And secondly, they send a very important reminder to all the people around us to do the same thing. And if we all do that, we're protecting each other, and therefore we're protecting ourselves, our families as well. This virus infects the young and the old, but its impact on the older generation and, of course, individuals with heart disease, lung disease, people who have been treated for cancer, people who are on complex immunosuppressive medications, are most vulnerable, meaning they have the highest risk of getting really sick, of being hospitalized, of ending up on a ventilator, or ending up, and for that matter, passing away. Now, the N95 masks are somewhat different, and we are reserving those currently for the use of our healthcare workers. And that is because many of our healthcare workers, day in and day out, are having the opportunity, and indeed the privilege, I would say, of caring for individuals who not only are infected, but are infected with high quantities of this virus. That's why they're hospitalized, or that's why they're in the emergency room. If they were only minimally symptomatic, they'd probably still be home and caring for their family and their family caring for them. And so our healthcare workers are exposed to these high quantities of virus, individuals who we know are coughing and sneezing, and they need to get to care for them within that six-foot range. And that's where the N95 protectors, the face shields, the gowns become so very important. So I hope that helps provide a little logic to this.
Yeah, that's very helpful. I want to transition to vaccines in just a second, but let me ask one follow-up there on your point about hardy virus. You said not very hardy, but I've gotten a lot of calls in our office about surfaces, and you mentioned that you're doing some research on this at the Med Center, and I know that at the University of Washington in Seattle, they've been doing a bunch on this as well. And we had heard different things in a Senate briefing about different types of surfaces from from doorknobs to the screen of your mobile phone, that made it sound like the virus usually was dead in, 12 to 48 hours. But then some of the cruise ship tests seemed to sound like the virus lived for a really long time on different kinds of material on one of the cruise ships they studied. How should people think about that, and how much cleaning and disinfecting they need to do on different kinds of surfaces?
So we've done some research as several others, and I'm referring now to the work of predominantly Dr. Santarpia and Dr. Lowe here at the Med Center. When we repatriated all of those infected patients from the Diamond Princess, we not only cared for them, and by the way, they've all since gone home and are done well, we've had an opportunity to study surfaces, doorknobs, floors, work surfaces, cell phone screens, sink tops, toilet seats, all of those sorts of things, and even sample the air in their room and in the halls outside of the rooms that they were living in while they were in our facility. And what we learned is that different surfaces can maintain virus particles, and we'll talk about what a virus particle is in just a second, for different periods of time. The harder the surface, the metal surfaces, the plastic surfaces, the surfaces, for instance, of your cell phone or your sink top, those surfaces, those viruses will sit there, the particles at least, will sit there for days, sometimes two or three, maybe even longer than that. And that's based upon what's called PCR testing. And PCR testing looks for small genetic fragments of virus. And that's the test that we're using widely across the United States and around the world today. And it's a very important consideration that these little fragments of genetic material can either be from a live virus that can cause an infection, or they can be from a virus that's been long dead, but that tiny little piece of genetic material still remains. But we've confirmed that that genetic material can be recovered from all of those surfaces, and it can last for days. We've even recovered some of that genetic material from the air in small quantities inside of the patient rooms and in the halls immediately outside the rooms. So what our research scientists are working on now, not just here but across the world, is to try to answer the question of, one, is those small segments of virus actually alive? In other words, are they connected to living virus particles? And then secondly, try to answer the question of, so what? And what I mean by that is, if you can get a rare piece of virus that's alive, 5, 10, 100, 1,000 particles of virus, is that enough to cause an infection? Because even if it's there on your phone or there on a surface, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's enough to cause an infection. So all of that is work that's actively being done right now here and in several other locations across the nation. And we hope to have some of the preliminary answers to that question as early as next week. But I will tell you that the suspicion is that at least some of these particles, that it only makes common sense, are live virus. And so it will come down to the question of how many do you actually need to cause an infection. So, you know, from a very practical perspective, what does it mean to you and I, Senator? It means we need to wipe down these surfaces with disinfectant wipes frequently. We need to wash our hands with soap and water or with sanitizer frequently. And we need to wear masks because if those that are infected continue to cough on these surfaces, doorknobs and desktops and other things, we're just going to be spreading virus.
Very helpful. Thank you.